With projects of great novelty, such as a military invasion, an all-out war, or something entirely new, errors explode upward. In fact, the more routine the task, the better you learn to forecast. But there's always something non-routine in our modern environment. There may be incentives for people to promise shorter completion dates in order to win the book contract, or in order for the builder to get your down payment and use it for his upcoming trip to Antigua. But the planning problem exists even where there's no incentive to underestimate the duration or the costs of the task. As I said earlier, we're too narrow-minded a species to consider the possibility of events straying from our mental projections. But furthermore, we're too focused on matters internal to the project to take into account external uncertainty, the unknown unknown, so to speak, the contents of the unread books. There is also the nerd effect, which stems from the mental elimination of off-model risks, or focusing on what you know. You view the world from within a model. Consider that most delays and cost overruns arise from unexpected elements that didn't enter into the plan. That is, they lay outside the model at hand, such as strikes, electricity shortages, accidents, bad weather, or rumors of Martian invasions. These small black swans that threaten to hamper our projects don't seem to be taken into account. They're too abstract. We don't know how they look and can't talk about them intelligently. We can't truly plan because we don't understand the future. But this isn't necessarily bad news. We could plan while bearing in mind such limitations. It just takes guts.